So when I was in seminary, I remember a distinct moment. I'm talking to my vocation director, Father Eisenberg. I remember talking to him about just the difficulties that I had in some of my assignments, especially paper writing. Either I had writer's block, where I had a hard time just putting a word down on paper, or the other extreme was I found myself at times falling into a bit of perfectionism, wanting every word to sound just right and fit well and be coherent. Very often, we struggle with this idea of perfectionism, of wanting to be perfect, wanting things done the way we want them done. And then also thinking of ourselves as being perfect. Wow, I've done this great thing. Look at it. Look at me, Lord. But that's not how God sees us. And that is not what the Gospels show to us. The Gospel today, as we see this beautiful parable of Jesus, I think one of the reasons why Jesus shows this to his followers is because many of them are desiring to be perfect and wanting to be seen. They are self-righteous. And so Jesus gives them this parable with these two characters that for us here in St. Philip's is forever immortalized in our stained glass window. The Pharisee who stands at his place of honor, his place of prayer. And we are told that he prays to himself. He's not even praying to God. He is so self-reflective, so seeking for perfectionism, that he's blinded by his own pride of thinking of himself more than what he actually is. Thank you, God, for making me not like the rest of humanity. All of them are just sinners. But me, I am just perfect. Thank you, Lord, for making me not like this tax collector. And yet we see this other character, the tax collector. This man is, for our modern equivalent, this is, for us, like a drug dealer who comes into the back of church. And how many of us would possibly look at someone like a drug dealer or a tax collector and think, oh, this man doesn't deserve to be here. But no, this tax collector, this one who seems to be unworthy to be worshiping God, realizes his need for God. His humility allows him to see not just himself and his own imperfections, but he directs his prayer directly to God. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. A simple prayer. And yet, oftentimes, so difficult to say. For us, we can oftentimes be blinded by our own pride. We can be blinded by our own desire for perfection, whether it's for ourselves or even perfection for those around us, our family members, our friends. Look, Lord, at the relationships that I have, how perfect they are. Look, Lord, at my achievements. The ways that I've worked for you. That is not what our Lord is asking for. God does not expect perfection from us. He expects faithfulness, even in the moments when we don't feel worthy of it, of him. God calls us to remain faithful to him, just as he called all of his disciples to follow him. This is not to say that the Pharisees' actions were unimportant. It wasn't that his worship and his fasting and his almsgiving was unnecessary. No, it is a necessary part of worshiping God. But the Pharisee's actions, his devotion, was in a way canceled out because of his pride, because of his focus on himself. And the tax collector, who recognizes his own faults, he realizes that his past actions, his extortion, his life of dissipation and greed were behind him and weighing him down, and yet he recognizes his need for God and his need to remain faithful to him. We see this reflected as well in the life of Saint Paul and his letter today given to us from his second letter to Timothy. Paul was one who persecuted the church. He actively sought out the destruction of many of Jesus' disciples. We see him present at the stoning of Stephen. And yet here today, we hear these words as Paul approaches death. He approaches his final days here on earth, and he writes to Timothy, "I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." This is what our Lord is asking of us. Not for perfection, but for faithfulness. To remain faithful to him, especially in the sacraments, and especially in a life of prayer. To humbly come to him and say to him, "Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, for I have sinned." That is one of the most beautiful prayers that we can pray. And we fulfill that prayer, especially in the sacrament of confession. Because our Lord assures us that there is no sin that is outside of his mercy. There is no sin that can be overcome, that can't be overcome by his love. He is always ready to pardon us, just as he pardoned that tax collector in the temple, just as he pardoned the woman caught in adultery, just as he pardoned the thief on the cross. God is always ready to forgive. He is always ready to conquer over our pride.